This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Patricia Miranda. She has an opening called A Repairing Mend, and this is happening at Jane Street Arts Center. The opening is Saturday from 4 to 7, and there's a whole bunch of great things going on at Jane Street Arts Center. You can visit the website at janestreetartscenter.com and get a little preview of what's coming up and get further information and tickets and the opening reception with Patricia Miranda is Saturday from 4 o'clock on. Good morning, Patricia. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, how long have you been working in arts and with lace?
So I've been an artist my whole life, I would say. But working with lace, I didn't actually come up as a textile artist. So working with lace has been relatively recent for me, about the past 5-6 years. And one of the things that happened during the pandemic that's related to the exhibition is that I was working in my studio and was putting on Instagram some images of myself dyeing some lace and had this amazing response. And that's how this project kind of started.
Wow, that's really cool. So the show that's opening at Jane Street Arts Center is called A Repairing Mend. Now, how'd you come up with the title, and how does that work into what you do?
Yeah, so as I was saying, people saw me dyeing lace on Instagram and said, you know, I have lace. What would you like some of my lace?
Huh.
And I said, sure, that would be wonderful. What I didn't expect was basically a nonstop outpouring of boxes and bags and packages of lace to come to my studio. Continually, and people were really interested, and the lace came with stories of people's grandmothers, of where the lace came from, of how people had preserved the lace over the years through World War II, or had traveled over, you know, the ocean, and had all these incredible stories. So the project, I had been taking the lace and sewing it, dyeing it, and then sewing it together into these large installation works, and it started to feel like I was pulling together all of these stories, and like the lace being these threads that are kind of woven together, became kind of like weaving together the stories of all of the people and their lace. And it has continued. That started in March of 2020 during the height of lockdown, and I still have boxes and boxes of lace to archive. I realized it was a real archive that people were sending me, and I needed to document it. So all of the lace that is sent to me is documented. It's photographed. There's a website called thelacearchive.net, which is not anywhere near populated with all of the lace that I have. And throughout the show, people can continue to bring lace for the project.
Wow.
Everything gets photographed again and then incorporated into an installation piece that I do and that sometimes people can work with me on. So yeah, it's been an amazing, amazing thing. So the Repairing Mend is this idea that, you know, we are kind of mending our relationships, mending our histories, mending our connections, and doing this through this form of lace, which seems to have touched so many people. And people will say, you know, I have all this lace, my children don't want the lace, or I don't know what to do with the lace, I don't want to throw it away. And they feel like it's a wonderful way for this, for their tradition to carry on, to be incorporated into this, to an art exhibition or an artwork.
Wow, what a really lofty and cool idea. Now, when you go to janestreetartscenter.com, you can see you at work and the lace and some of the installations that you put up that folks can go and see at 11 Jane Street in Saugerties at the Jane Street Arts Center. And, well, from looking at it, I see a shade of pink, red, chartreuse in the dyeing that you do. So can you explain what's going on?
Yeah. So they'll see, if they come to the gallery, they'll see several large installation works. One of the things that, that you see on the website immediately is the 35-foot dyed lace installation that's done completely, entirely with lace that people sent me. Wow. So that's really exciting for me. So the color that is the focus of this exhibition is a color called cochineal, which is an insect dye. I work with primarily with historic dyes and pigments that have, you know, materials that have a long history of use in art throughout history and over many, many cultures. The cochineal has a very particular history. It's indigenous to Mexico and Central and South America and didn't exist anywhere else on the planet until the Spanish came to the Americas. So it has this incredible history of the, you know, the conquest of the Americas, the interaction between the cultures. The Mesoamerican people had used it for thousands of years, presumably before the Spanish got there. And when the Spanish took it back, they hid the source of this dye. It helped to keep them a great power. It revolutionized the dye trade and is, in many ways, the beginning of modern globalization. And so it has this incredible history. And the Mesoamerican people also used it as currency. So it's amazing material. And I think a lot about materials and the way they carry their history. So the lace will carry the history of the people who made it, the labor of women who you know, toiled to make this lace. The cochineal has this long history of its interaction between the Americas and Europe. And it's also just a beautiful color.
Yeah.
It's still in use in foods today. People don't realize that they're consuming it. It's one of our only non-toxic red food dyes. And so I'm also interested in working with materials that have an environmentally conscious, perspective. So I would like to make very large works, but to do that can take up a lot of energy, a lot of space, a lot of material. And so working with textile, working with natural dyes and pigments means I'm making a large installation object that has a very small ecological footprint, and that's important to me. And so the histories of the materials are really important to the work and also just the environmental framework of the objects.
So, Patricia, how do you feel about taking somebody's donated lace and then dyeing it?
It's a great question. I joined the, I started to begin to learn about lace, and it is this incredible, incredible, deep rabbit hole of information and expertise and incredible work primarily by women throughout history. So it has this entire history of, you know, women's labor and the kind of private labor that was done by women, also the sort of labor of care that is done inside the home, inside the domestic spaces. That was very interesting to me. So when I became interested in lace and started joining, there's all these amazing, wonderful lace organizations. I was a little nervous. Are they going to think I'm, you know, the lace destroyer, you know, because I don't actually make lace, right? I don't actually make lace. I use the lace. So they have welcomed me, the Brooklyn Lace Guild, the International Organization of Lace, have welcomed me really with open arms, saying, no, you're preserving this lace because it otherwise would be discarded. So it's been amazing to get to know people who know so much more than I do about lace. And we are going to have an event with Elena Kanagi-Liu, who is a lace maker and an expert in lace, who works at the Metropolitan Museum and is the co-founder of the Brooklyn Lace Guild, on May 7th. So she's going to come up, and we're going to have an amazing day of talking about lace and learning about lace in more depth and detail with all of her incredible generosity and knowledge of the history and the making and everything of the lace.
And that's a workshop, correct? That's coming up on April 9th.
That one is on May 7th. So we have several workshops during the duration of the exhibition where people can get involved. So next, on April 9th, we have a sewing circle where people can come and sew lace together with me into these larger installations. We have a natural dyes and pigments workshop on the 23rd. And then on May 7th, we will have this lace day, which is more of a day of learning about the lace, and people can bring their lace, and we will talk about, you know, the source and the type of lace, all the different ways to identify, and the complex, really, really complex. The history of lace is as complex as the lace itself, and it's really a fascinating, fascinating subject. So I really love the idea of people coming in to talk about their histories with lace and to get involved in all the different aspects of the project. So I hope that I will see, and I will be at the gallery quite often, so I would love to meet people in the area anytime, so always please reach out.
Well, that sounds great. The opening reception, again, is this Saturday from 4 to 7, and running April 2nd through May 8th is a repairing mend. You can also be part of the upcoming workshops. And as Patricia mentioned, Saturday, April 9th, you can learn how to sew the lace together. On April 23rd, you can learn how to dye it with colors from nature. And on Saturday, May 7th, you can learn how to make lace or study the knowledge of lace. And it sounds like an incredible program and an interesting way to explore the history and design of lace. And it's an incredible thing that you're doing, Patricia. So thanks for having the thought of doing this and then dyeing it and teaching people what to do with this stuff.
Thank you so much. And thank you to Jane Street Art Center for this opportunity. It's a really wonderful space and wonderful people there. So I'm really thrilled to be working with them.
It's going to be great. And yes, everyone is welcome. And with your love of lace, dyeing, and other things to learn, Patricia will be there to help you out with a bunch of workshops. Get all the information to sign up for the workshops, to find out more about Patricia. You can see the pictures that we talked about as well at janestreetartcenter.com. And you can see this 35-foot installation and go to Jane Street on Saturday, meet Patricia, and check out some really cool designs with lace. Thanks, Patricia. Thanks for all you do, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
You too. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll continue with some more great musical diversity right after these important messages.